This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Western defense ministers met at the U.S. Air Force base in Ramstein, Germany, but failed to agree on providing tanks to Ukraine as it defended itself against Russia's invasion. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said there is a critical window of opportunity as Ukraine prepares for a spring counteroffensive against invading Russian forces.
This is not a moment to slow down. It's a time to dig deeper.
Earlier this week, the United Kingdom announced it was sending its Challenger tanks to Ukraine, increasing the pressure on Germany to send its Leopard 2 tanks and permit other countries that have German-made tanks to provide them to Ukraine, too. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The U.S. is imposing more sanctions on the Russian private military company that's been aiding Russia's military in its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Treasury Department will soon designate Wagner as a significant transnational criminal organization.
As his military continues to struggle in Ukraine, President Putin is increasingly turning to Wagner, which is owned by Yevgeny Prigozhin.
The White House has also released images of Russia taking delivery of an arms shipment from North Korea.
North Korea delivered infantry rockets and missiles into Russia for use by Wagner toward the end of last year.
Kirby also notes there are tensions between Wagner and the Russian military. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard on Saturday warned the EU against making a quote-unquote mistake by listing it as a terror group after the bloc's parliament called for the measure. This is VOA News. Mexico is now the most dangerous country for reporters in the world outside of the war in Ukraine, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists, a New York-based rights group. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee reports.
Mourned by his family, Eber Lopez Vasquez is one of 13 journalists killed in Mexico in 2022, the deadliest year on record for the nation's newsrooms. He'd published a story on Facebook accusing local politician Arminda Espinoza Cartas of corruption. Her brother was one of the two men arrested, but no one was charged over Lopez's murder. Since Lopez's death, fellow journalists say they are more afraid to publish stories touching on drug trafficking and state collusion with organized crime.
Reuters correspondent Grace Lee. Burkina Faso's army has freed 66 women and children who were abducted earlier this month by Islamic extremists while gathering food in the country's northern Sahel region, according to a state television report Friday. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
National broadcaster RTB reported that armed forces had located the hostages during a military operation in Center North region. The group included 39 children and 4 infants among them. Authorities have said they had been out in the countryside gathering wild fruit when Islamic extremists kidnapped them on January 12th and 13th. Extremists have besieged towns around the West African country, preventing people and goods from moving freely. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Saturday spoke of the, quote, unspeakable cruelty and enduring consequences of the transatlantic slave trade, but said she was heartened by signs of progress and renewal in both the United States and Africa. Yellen visited the House of Slaves, a fort built in the late 18th century off an island off the coast of Senegal, as a transit point for human beings before they were forcibly transported across the Atlantic, as she continued a three-country visit to Africa. The site, now a museum, often draws high-level American visitors, including former President Barack Obama, the first U.S. president of African ancestry, who visited with his family in 2013. Canada's foreign minister says the government of Cameroon and some separatist factions in the English-speaking regions of the country have agreed to enter into a peace process aimed at resolving a conflict that has killed over 6,000 people. The statement on Friday said Canada had accepted a mandate to facilitate the process, and the parties have agreed to form technical committees to work on confidence-building measures. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.